We learn early that lip contact means love and trust. Nearly everyone enjoys kissing, but most of us rarely think about why. The reason lies in our biology. One of the first pleasurable sensations we feel is being nursed by our mothers. Using our lips is natural to us. Babies suck their thumbs even in the womb and use the same lip movements for nursing as they do for kissing. Nursing comforts a baby, usually happening in a safe and calm environment, so babies learn to link gentle lip pressure with feeling secure and loved. For thousands of years, premastication, or feeding mouth-to-mouth, was the most practical way to feed babies and toddlers, connecting positive feelings with lip contact. Premastication might seem gross today, but since mechanically mashed baby food is a recent invention, pre-chewing food was the best way to transition from breastfeeding. The role of premastication in human and animal behavior. Other animals like apes and birds use premastication too, and it's still used by humans in some areas. The first known written records of the practice date back to ancient Egypt, and one study found that 39 out of 119 modern communities investigated still use premastication for feeding as part of a ritual, for various reasons including disease prevention. Premastication doesn't only deepen a baby's feelings of security, attachment, and love. It also transfers the positive association of mouth-to-breast contact to mouth-to-mouth contact, further strengthening the emotional and behavioral foundation for kissing that develops later in life. Kissing-like behaviors have many social uses in humans and animals. The letter X represents kisses for a historical reason. In the Middle Ages, people often used kissing to seal contracts. They marked the spot to be kissed with an X, similar to how we use X's for kisses online today. This tradition has been around for hundreds of years. Kissing also indicated social status back then. Where you kiss someone depended on their rank. People kissed a priest's robe, the pope's ring or slippers, and even the ground when greeting a king. Animals have similar behaviors. Nearly every species has a kiss-like action. Ground squirrels brush noses, moles rub snouts, turtles tap hearts, cats lick each other, and porcupines nuzzle. Bonobos, our closest relatives, kiss with their lips and tongues just like us. These actions help animals share information and build relationships, signaling trust and acceptance. Kissing serves different purposes for animals, just like for humans. A kiss between potential mates might show readiness to mate, while a kiss between family members or social group members means something else entirely. Kissing helps us subconsciously check compatibility with a potential partner. In Back to the Future, Marty McFly accidentally disrupts his parents' first meeting, making his mom, Lorraine, fall for him. When she kisses him, she feels it's wrong and says, "It's like I'm kissing my brother." This may be fictional, but the biology behind it is real. Humans and apes have unique scents from glands in our neck, face, armpits, and genitals. When choosing a mate, we prefer someone who smells different from us, as it increases the chances of having healthy children. Our immune system's MHC genes help identify our own cells versus foreign ones. The more varied our MHC genes, the stronger our immune system. We inherit MHC genes from both parents, so diverse MHC genes from parents result in stronger immunity for the offspring. Therefore, we tend to choose mates with different MHC genes based on their smell. The science of smell and attraction. In 1995, Claus Wedekind conducted a study where women smelled t-shirts worn by men and chose the scent they liked best. They picked shirts from men with MHC genes most different from their own. That's why Lorraine felt weird kissing Marty. Her body sensed he was too similar, even if she didn't realize it. His smell didn't match that of a potential mate. Kissing boosts health and gives a natural high. Kissing can give you a natural high similar to drugs like cocaine. When you kiss, your brain gets a burst of energy, making you feel great. Your breathing deepens, blood vessels widen, and more oxygen reaches your brain. This causes your brain to release adrenaline, boosts energy and heart rate, serotonin, relaxes you, and dopamine, makes you euphoric and craving more. Kissing can become addictive because it stimulates the same brain regions as cocaine. People in love have serotonin levels similar to those with obsessive-compulsive disorder, which explains why we obsess over new lovers. Kissing releases oxytocin, the love hormone, which strengthens emotional bonds and reduces stress, making it beneficial for your health. Oxytocin and its role in relationships and pleasure. Dopamine's effects on sexual desire diminish over time, while oxytocin helps build long-lasting relationships. Oxytocin also boosts pleasure during orgasms, with both men and women experiencing up to 5 times the normal levels during climax. Kissing reduces cortisol, the stress hormone that raises blood pressure and weakens the immune system. High cortisol levels can lead to health issues like heart disease, so anything that lowers cortisol is beneficial. Kissing promotes reproduction through lust, attraction, and attachment dynamics. The Kama Sutra, a famous Hindu guide on love and marriage, includes a chapter solely on kissing. Modern science agrees on the importance of kissing. It's essential for our evolution because kissing can increase our desire for sex, boosting our chances of reproducing. Lips have many nerves that excite the part of our brain linked to love and passion. Interestingly, men and women use kissing differently. For women, kissing often serves as a test to decide if they're open to sex. Surveys show most women won't consider sex unless they've kissed someone first. Men, on the other hand, tend to prefer kisses with more tongues. Studies suggest this might increase their chance of having sex, possibly because tongue kisses transfer more testosterone to women. Kissing, a persistent human tradition. Throughout history, kissing has faced bans for various reasons, like health concerns during the Great Plague in 1665 London. Even as recently as 2008, South Africa tried to stop kids under 16 from kissing to fight HIV. The Catholic Church also attempted to ban kissing, fearing it could lead to sex, but these efforts never stuck. Despite challenges, kissing remains a natural and enduring part of human nature. Key points. 1. Kissing is a universal behavior in humans and animals, conveying social bonds, trust, and affection. 2. It begins early in life through breastfeeding and premastication, linking lip contact with security and love. 3. The X symbol for kisses in texts originated from medieval contract sealing practices. 4. Kissing serves a biological role by assessing genetic compatibility through scent and MHC genes. 5. It triggers brain chemicals like dopamine and oxytocin, promoting pleasure, bonding, and stress reduction. 6. Historically controversial, kissing remains a vital aspect of human relationships and reproduction. 7. Different genders use kissing differently, influencing relationship dynamics and sexual attraction.